everybody knows there's not a better time of year.
Hey!
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of mother he is. Hallelujah! Holy where's the Tylenol?
Spotty-lipped.
Could my kids
and the bleep was too long. You missed monkey S. I mean, it's hard if you don't know the speech, you'd miss it.
Could my kids watch Christmas Vacation? I don't remember. I mean, the language is a little iffy, obviously. But
now, remember the pool scene?
I don't.
Was that Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, it was.
Oh yeah,
Christy
Brinkley.
Oh, hello.
No, it's the chick that she was at the mall, and he was fantasizing about her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah, it's had adult themed there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we have a lot of good stuff to cram into the show. It's the final live show of the year. We have some really good infotainment information for you while we're gone. Best ofs and One More Thing podcasts and all sorts of stuff that's never aired. But right now, let's plunge on into September. All of this happened in September. It's the clips of the year.
Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
He whacked a bull that might have hit a lines person back there. Oh, my goodness. You don't do that.
I will not take his word for it. He wants us to inject bleach.
This is going to be the kind of thing that your children are going to say, Dad, I can look up to you now, and I never could before.
You have to hold people accountable for criminal acts. And if you don't hold people accountable, what happens is they see that as tacit approval.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. These gender reveals have gone too far!
Set a punch means devastation. Conan set the world on fire. Humor, pathos, and insight. There's no art form higher.
The title Rage comes from him. He said he brings out rage in people.
Do you know who did this, or if Carol Baskin was involved?
I always felt like fundamentally it was a force for good. I don't know if I feel that way.
80% of my budget will go to fairness, 70% of my budget will go to animals, and 60% will go to Starbucks for all.
When I think Speaker Pelosi is one of those people who tried Tide Pods.
I mean, what deal can we have, Crazy Nancy? I'm sorry, that was the president.
Despacito.
So remember, that's not a margarita, that's a doogarita you're hosing out of the back of your Uber.
Halle Berry's here to watch me play the game, give it to me. That was one of my best games I ever had.
I'm ready for the confirmation number whenever.
Okay, sir, can I put you on a brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
Idiot.
You had
you
your
just
chance.
Brought up an economist on a basketball argument.
To the Chinese Communist Party, I described their approach as co-option, co-opt us in with the lure of access to their market and short-term profits, and then coerce us to adhere to their worldview and to make concessions that allow them to achieve competitive advantage against us.
We've got the votes to confirm Justice Ginsburg replacement before the election.
Who writes it off?
I don't know. The write-off people. What? Why are we having this conversation?
And somebody needs to tell that to farting Joe Biden.
I think Democrats should just cut to the chase and make everyone in America a Supreme Court justice. I mean, think about it. Because of Corona, most of us are already comfortable working in robes anyway, so.
Oh, you've got punchline fever, temperature of 103. Comedy's the antidote, and Conan's the vaccine.
Our patented burrito elevator is a twist on the entire burrito eating experience.
Yeah, the RBG replacement thing. That was a civil war for about a cup of coffee.
That's the biggest thing that's happened in this nation's history that I'd completely forgotten.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. They were gonna try to install that witch, that fascist woman-hating monster. What was her? Amy Coney Barrett. And she's fine. And she's nice. And she's ruled against Trump a bunch of times.
Women will be back in alleys. Gays will be back in the closet.
Yes.
She ends up on the Supreme Court.
Gays in alleys. Women in closets. Who knows? Chaos. Jack, I'd like you to confirm that each of these things is still true. Continuing on the list of things Jack has never had nor done. Do you have predictions compiled you want to do?
We got some of those. Also getting a lot of nice texts. I appreciate it. Thank you for entertaining, humorous, informative show from San Diego Steve and his family.
Thanks,
getting
Steve.
A lot of those. Appreciate it. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, very kind of you guys to say. And we are receiving these wishes even if we don't read them on the air. I'm looking at a bunch on the email line. You folks are really nice. Thank you. Except those of you who aren't. I hate you. Okay,
you were not nice.
Yes. Covered them all there.
Yeah. Jack, if you could confirm that indeed these are still accurate things you've never had nor done. Never overdone it on cereal.
No, I've not.
Never been arrested.
Nope.
Never bought a bucket of chicken before the pandemic.
True.
Never picked up a girl in a dirty car.
No, of course not.
These are things you yourself.
Whose car was dirty in the scenario?
My car was dirty.
Okay.
Well, no, somebody picked up a girl in a dirty car, and she's...
So the girl's car was dirty?
What? No, it was a story we did. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Never stopped or set a microwave on an odd number.
No, I can't do it.
No, it's always even numbers.
OCD about that.
You won't cook something for 99 seconds?
No.
Well, and I was saying how odd that was. Then it dawned on me. I always put my car. I have digital temperature thing in my car. I always put it to even numbers. I've stopped since I've tried to combat my own OCD, trying to fight it. Fight it.
Living with somebody with actual like affects your life OCD, like my youngest son. It's interesting to see, you know, where you cross that line. Like mine is. It's inconsequential.
Right. Yep. Indeed. Let's see. Never had a peanut butter filled pretzel.
No.
Still never been to Disneyland.
No, I've not.
Never lost. Yes.
You got to find some peanut butter filled pretzels.
That does sound good.
That's a treat.
You might as well try crack. Oh, it's terrible. Never lost a foot race against a family member.
No.
Never been in a Chuck E. Cheese. Never liked metaphors or allegories. Never wore shorts as a kid.
Metaphors are like.
Yeah.
Never craved a gummy bear. Never had a gummy bear. Never seen Gone with the Wind. Never had Jim Boy's tacos. Never stole a towel from a hotel. Never had calamari. Never understood nudists. And finally, never heard a full Metallica song.
No, that's all true.
Armstrong and Getty.
So I'm wearing a wacky Christmas sweater, which is not usually my brand, but this is a wacky sweater, and it's got lights that light up, and the whole family got them at Walmart last night, and we decided we're going to do a whole picture of all of us wearing wacky Christmas
sweater. Oh, that's great.
But this is the first time I've had a sweater on in, I don't know, 20 years? Long, long time.
Yeah.
I haven't had a sweater on in so many years. Hides everything.
Oh, meaning like your paunch here and there?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything about the way your body's shaped inside a sweater.
If the fit is right, that's right.
I haven't had a sweater on in so long, I've forgotten the joys of the, I'm hiding everything from the world here.
I used to have stacks of sweaters, and slowly but surely I've thinned the herd. I probably have three left.
I don't know why I stopped wearing sweaters. It wasn't like a decision.
Well, we no longer live in the wintry-ass climate that
maybe,
we used to.
Maybe
that's part of it, yeah.
You ever wear a sweater, Sean?
I love sweaters. Yeah. In my younger days, too, I went through a full-on, I was turtleneck guy.
Okay.
Oh! Like,
yeah.
Intriguing.
Very, very distinguished for a high school senior.
Turtleneck guy.
Yeah, sweaters, I dig them.
Yeah. The way it hides my moobs is fantastic.
Hanson, we need to send some love to Mary in the Hoe, who for years and years has been compiling the alleged band names we've offered up on the show, among other things, books, original air names, miscellaneous. The miscellaneous category is quite entertaining. Among the band names we offered up this year, based on the stories we reported, Psychedelic Toad Venom, Cow Pasture River Preservation.
What?
That's absolutely like an acoustic, like a Pure Prairie League. Yeah. Psychoacoustics, which is a great band name. Virgin Ponies, Robotic Mule, my Southern Jam Band, Thirsty Mules, Sean saw them last weekend, Barstool Jackasses, Hidden Raccoons, Joe's Country Jam Band that stretches all their songs to 14 minutes, Sad Camel, Discount Geckos, That's my pop rock band.
Oh, Discount Geckos is good.
That's when we bought for Christmas last year. Henry got a Discount Gecko because it had a bent foot. So we got a real good price on
Discount
it.
Discount Geckos, yeah. The Fomite? I don't remember what that is. Mm. The Funky Minx? London Breed? Who happens to be the mayor of San Francisco? And coughing Bostonians. Thank you, Mary.
Well, it's interesting in bands. How do you decide whether you want to have a "the" in front of your name? Is it just random?
Mm.
Are you the Coughing Bostonians or just Coughing Bostonians?
Exactly, yeah. You just throw stuff around to like three of the five of you say, I like that. And then that's it.
Mm.
For years. Done. For years. I wanted to call the Dead Flowers, Joe Getty and the Dead Flowers, formally speaking, although I'd rather just call it the Dead Flowers. I wanted to call it the Strange Rangers. But one of the guys in the band thought it, well, I can't even say what he thought. Well,
like you're a bunch of blue dots or what?
Yes. Okay. He thought it reminded him of a rather rude term for people.
Okay.
I don't want to get into trouble.
Gotcha.
On this festive day of the year.
Last live show of the year. We got a lot of great best of shows over the next couple of weeks that I think you're really going to enjoy. I'm going to tune in because I'm looking forward to several of the segments.
And Michelangelo has dug deep, deep, deep into the archives to bring up like the original show where some of our most famous clips aired on and the context for them, which people ask for all the time. So that'll be over the holidays while we're taking a barely earned vacation. Right now, though, the main business in front of us is the Clips of the Year show. This is the month of October. It's Clips of the Year.
We'll be saying this name a lot, I'm sure, because she's a nut.
He paid $70,000 to cut his hair. Look, Donald Trump cut his own hair.
From the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago.
If you were dancing with a Brooklyn Bridge, you could get more bounce.
Will you shut up, man? Listen.
Clearly, this was the most chaotic presidential debate I've ever seen.
It was an absolute disgrace. It was a mockery of a presidential debate, an insult to our democracy.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
That was a shit show.
No one's around. No one's talking to me. Social distancing, I'm free. Don't have to brush my teeth or shower. What?
You know, Walter Cronkite was like the most respected man in news. You know why? Because we never saw him in shorts.
At least I don't have to wear long sleeve shirts, go to webinars, and supervise a bunch of entry-level losers with their short sleeve shirts.
What a bunch of bullshit. Say, why is there never any scotch tape in this damn house?
The funny thing is, I never learned how to read music.
I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
And it's not about me. It's about millions of Americans who can't put food on the table, who can't pay the rent.
Last year, around this time, they released the iPhone 11, and it makes you wonder what these guys are planning next. What, the iPhone 13?
Bye! Have a great Friday, you mother...
That wouldn't happen if we had actual good candidates. I mean, imagine if Kennedy lost to Nixon because Wisconsin went to Little Richard.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
Which I think is actually a good idea. I mean, as long as Jeffrey Toobin isn't in charge of the mute button.
I'm so sorry, guys. I left it on the whole time, and my dick is also out again. I'm so sorry.
Even if the Russians were behind the story, why does that alleviate the responsibility of journalists to evaluate these emails and to examine whether or not Joe Biden actually engaged in misconduct?
Oh, boy.
So the debate, the first debate, we'll never know. But there are certainly, you know, smart people that I like who think that could have been the difference maker. If Trump would have had been the second debate Trump in the first debate, he might be president again. It might appeal, because it was a pretty close election. You go state by state.
I think that is almost certainly true. Or it would have moved the needle so much you can cite another thing that would have been the straw that broke the camel's back or whatever, but that was an enormous setback for Donald J. Devastating.
For the first debate when everybody was really tuned in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was part of it. That was the largest debate audience, and a lot of people just checked out after that. Yep. They didn't get they didn't come back to see if he, you know, fixed his game or whatever.
And with all the early voting, you're absolutely right. You only needed to, That was a mistake.
That was rough. Let's see. Predictions via email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Biden diagnosed with Parkinson's, deemed unable to proceed as president. Kamala takes over and appoints a female radical progressive as Veep. I haven't even screened these. Gavin Newsom is recalled and replaced by a celebrity. Two, wildfires. Three, bums and junkies given universal basic income equal to $100,000 a year in San Francisco. And 100 more companies leave the Bay Area for Texas or Nevada because of the CEO tax. That is obviously a California listener. Let's see, one more. My prediction is that the Armstrong and Getty show will replace the Rush Limbaugh show as a nationally syndicated morning show. Well, it would that it were, but number one, I hope Rush endures and stays, at least around. Number two, I think we're too weird, but that's okay. We're doing fine. But thank you for your fond wishes. That's obviously a high compliment. You want to do more Clips of the Week next segment?
Sure.
The Clips of the Year, sorry.
You have any predictions for 2021?
Dodgers win another World Series.
A sports-related prediction?
Nah.
Interesting.
I got nothing.
As I said earlier, I think foreign policy reemerges as a major topic of conversation after several years of being so inwardly focused.
Yes. You know what?
Iran, Russia, China specifically.
I will make a prediction, and this is not a wish because I don't think it's good for America. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. I think the Biden family business story, which will almost certainly include a fair amount of tax evasion and perhaps other crimes, money laundering, I think it will seriously undermine the Biden administration. It has that shape to it. We'll see.
Yeah, you mean even if he's not tied into it?
I think he is tied into it. I think he was at least getting a cut.
Boy,
that seems infinitely clear to me.
Well, I hope we find out. I don't think, if I had to guess, I would guess that he wasn't. I find it hard to picture him being that kind of guy, but, I've been fooled before.
I think he was a passive part of it. His name was used and he was willing to have it used.
Yeah, and I'm just guessing like everybody is, but I think he, as a dad, is going to find out that his son went through a way worse patch than he even realizes, was trading on his name, making all kinds of claims.
And up to his neck in Chinese communist graft.
Right, right.
Which ain't cool.
Yeah. Which that'd be a drain on your administration on its own.
I mean, there are a dozen ways to get dirty money that aren't nearly as dirty as being in the pocket of the Communist Party of China.
Like I said before, if Joe Biden turns out to be a really dirty politician, I'll be surprised by that. You shouldn't be surprised by anything that Hunter Biden turns out to have done. He's a crack addict with a gambling addiction.
Oh, boy.
Those people are capable of anything.
Real catch.
Hunter, you're a loser.
Oh, that's harsh.
More Clips of the Year on the way. Your predictions, 415-295-KFTC.
I love those jingle bells. Oh, those holiday jingle bells. Oh, those happy jingle bells.
Who sings this song?
It's Frank Sinatra coming up.
Sinatra? This is cool. I like the way this is put together, the arrangement.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You know, every jingle blues bells, guitar player is ripping off B.B. King. Every crooner is ripping off Frank Sinatra. There's just no getting around it. What are you going to do, reinvent something? Invent, come up with something new? There's nothing wrong with it.
Reinventing the wheel, etc., etc.
Clips of the Year show? And also a little looking back on the last year along with predictions of next year, if you want to do that on the text line at 415-295-KFTC. Reminded me, I was just in the lunchroom watching CNBC, and I was listening to a podcast the other day with a number of smart people who are in the know in the big world of media in New York and D.C. who said CNBC is planning to make a real run at Fox. There, it's not a Trump network or OAN and whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
That network. CNBC is looking to really try to cut into to Fox's thing.
Interesting.
I do think that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Different, perhaps different brand of conservatism. I almost wish Fox News was news all day long because their news shows are fantastic. I actually enjoy Tucker's show very much, but some of the opinion shows, they're just meh. But the news coverage is terrific. But, well, all right, the more the merrier. Shall we plunge on?
Sure.
It's November. Clips of the year.
You know who else is younger than the current candidates? The guys we elected in the years 2000 and 1992.
That's what everybody forgets about your 20s. You were garbage. Thinner garbage, but you were garbage.
No, no, he has. He's waved a white flag on life. He doesn't leave his basement.
Just had some Tabasco on my finger and it went in my eye. That wasn't good.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you?
This means if I press the back right, was that a gassy ghost in my backseat?
Do you have an attorney we could reach out to?
Not yet.
I'm supposed to make an announcement. On November 3rd, there is an elderly man contest. Which is the kind of fun story your aunt would have posted on Facebook before their algorithms made her a white supremacist.
And to all the liberals in California and New York, you wasted a lot of money.
The first thing is, every Democrat just put the razor blades and the Ambien back in the medicine cabinet.
Bernie Sanders seems like the type of guy who'd return a single piece of fruit to Walmart and hold up the line for an hour.
We're going to go south. We're going to head our way south. We're going to zoom in a little bit. Right there, there's a green patch. We call this Elms Country Club. Back in the day, Elms Country Club is where, of course, Hamilton lost the duel with Washington. Everyone knows this is a huge Republican mainstay.
You see, we are unique among armies. We are unique among militaries. We do not take an oath to a king or a queen, a tyrant or a dictator. We do not take an oath to an individual.
Because you're the party of chasing speakers off college campuses and making everyone walk on eggshells.
Dragon SpaceX, soft capture confirmed.
The warning was for the tornado. I wouldn't hang around there too long.
We're all human. We all fall short sometimes.
We have transparency around our policies. We do not have transparency around how we operate content moderation, the rationale behind it. The reasoning.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes, and I'm going to take Twitter. We'll see if it's a yes or transparency is bogus and we don't intend to provide it.
I'm a skeptic of the content moderation policies that exist, both because I don't think the standards are very transparent and I don't think the execution is very consistent. That said, I'm more skeptical than a lot of my colleagues, I think on both sides of the aisle, about whether or not there's a regulatory fix that will make it better instead of worse.
Was that not the great Ben Sass at the end?
Yep.
Always interested in what he has to say. Even when I disagree, it makes me think.
So he got this text. I, for the record, would like to show that Joe just described Kenny G's Christmas song as kind of mellow. And somebody else pointed out Norm MacDonald.
That's not my best moment.
Norm MacDonald, when that album came out years ago, when he was doing the news on Saturday Night Live, said, Kenny G just recorded a Christmas album. Merry Christmas, Jesus. I hope you like crap.
Some more predictions via the email line, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Aaron writes, beginning January 21, 2021, and continuing every day for the rest of the year, former President Trump will tweet, I told you so. let's see.
Nobody's weighed in on a Trump will declare he's running for president. I'm surprised that's not more of a story.
Yeah, he's not going to run for president.
You don't think he'll announce is running, though?
He will announce, but he will never run.
My prediction is I'm not thinking about him a second in 2021.
Yeah, there you go. Stuart says, Gavin Newsom survives the recall, invigorating his political ambitions to such a point that his son gets a job on the board at Burisma. God help us all. Thank
Hilarious.
You, Stuart. That is pretty damn funny. Good man. Again, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. We have more clips of the year
absolutely
to come. We have the clip of the year, which is, well, we thought we knew what it was, but Deshaun has reminded us of some of the contenders, and it's going to be a gut-wrenching decision.
Yeah, well, everybody's hoping 2021 is a little less chaotic. Is there any reason to expect that?
Jeez, I don't know.
The pandemic will end, right? But not until, like, the middle of the year.
Armstrong and Getty.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. While the merry bells keep ringing.
How you doing? It's the last show of the year, last live show of the year. There's going to be plenty of goodness for you to listen to while we're gone, whether live on a radio station or through podcasts at armstrongandgetty.com.
Speaking of the website, some good stuff there right now. The angry Tom Cruise rant mashed up with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie. Hilarious and priceless. I just sent it to all my kids. One of our favorite videos of the year, probably our favorite video of the year, woke and racist become best friends, not to mention all sorts of great Armstrong and Getty swag and podcasts. Whatever.
There's the scientific experiment of how many slaps does it take to cook a chicken.
Right!
That is also at armstrongandgetty.com.
Yes, yes. The description is mystifying and hilarious.
We got this text, predictions for 2021. I read this because it's a good perspective for a lot of us, because everybody's got their own challenges all the time. Predictions for 2021, I will finally get power, water, and sewage back after the LNU fire burned it all up in September. That was one of the biggest wildfires in our nation's history.
Oh, that's right.
That burned up everything this person has. Mm. So, there you go. A little perspective.
Some of the fabulous 2020 band names and more list is compiled by Marion the Ho, San Jose. Miscellaneous category I enjoyed. Senior Sumo is my 50 and over sumo training dojo.
Senior Sumo.
Hawk Moon is my superhero name. Grunts of Exasperation is my five-act, six-and-a-half-long-hour hour-long stage play. Grunts of Exasperation. Joe Exotic evidently was my stage name when I was an exotic dancer with a mullet. Flaming Jackass is my signature drink.
Mm.
In the Nostrils of Washington's Nose is a listener's documentary about the making of Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
All These Pedophiles. This was a Norman Lear sitcom that was pitched but didn't make it on the air in 1974.
For obvious reasons.
Epicenter of Spread. It's my conglomerate of stores that only sell things like peanut butter, deviled ham, and anything else that can be spread.
Hummus. You got a lot of hummus.
Oh, we got a department of hummus. Epicenter of Spread. And finally, humanrightsandwhatnot.org, my website for all things human rights.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you, Marion the Ho. Shall we plunge on?
I suppose.
All right. It's December. Clips of the year.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
Here it goes. Oh! So, yes, folks, we thaw our turkey in the pool.
These documents, a rare, clear, and open window into what China knew all along. Trying to appear in control while a local outbreak turned into a global pandemic.
This is what you get when you leave the National Party in charge of water, dead fish, a massive stink. Oh, sorry, I'm going to stop.
Poor bastard. I hope he survives.
It's going to be a very boring 4 years.
Her alma mater, I am not just reading her Wikipedia off. That would be awful. Okay, I am.
Yeah, the vaccine seems like a winner. 5 out of 5 Russian doctors recommended if they know what's good for them.
To be bluntly honest, man, I'm really disappointed in our performance tonight.
We realized that the so-called sound barrier really restricted us from going any faster. And once we got the F1 above the speed of sound and smoked on out the Mach 2 and then beyond, so we realized, hey, this opens up the whole universe for us.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket. Was it worth it?
Hell yeah, it's worth it. Hot Pocket, hell yeah.
You know, but small businesses, we are destitute.
The wrath of Mark.
You lying creep.
I've warmed in the microwave.
But
which is weird because Moderna vaccine is my favorite Tyler Perry character.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 11 of the defense, throwing the LSU player's shoe 20 yards down the field.
Are they arresting him?
They are. This is actually mental. There's a dentist that was dealing drugs that lives across the road from us, and they're arresting him now. I've been going to him for 5 or 6 years. Did you know he was a dentist?
Oh, it's a raccoon.
You know, cell phones and that sort of thing, it's a little bit like a watch. If you need one, somebody else has got it.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night. We are creating thousands of jobs.
It's kind of funny that we bleeped mother.
it was released that way. I can't find an unedited version of that.
How interesting.
Yeah.
So whoever secretly and probably illegally recorded it and then released it bleeped it?
Apparently. Or that's an interesting decision. First place they leaked it to, then bleeped it and released it in mass or whatever. Huh. But yeah, I have yet to see an uncensored version of that.
Well, for folks who listen live on the air, some of you, and this is tragic, can't listen to all 4 hours, and you're just tuning in now. And so we're going to have a quick word from a sponsor and then plunge back into the clips of the year and start again in January.
January, of course, which was pre-pandemic.
Yes.
We had no idea it was coming our way in January.
It's like listening to a time machine, and we'll play it for you in 60 seconds after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, who deliver award-winning 24/7 protection for you and your family from break-ins, fire, flooding, medical emergencies, you name it.
Oh, and I haven't told you about Simply Safe's Christmas sweater that they came out with, so I'll tell you about that in a second, too. But their security is just so good. It's won so many awards. You set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. Nobody's coming to your home. No long-term contract. No hidden fees. But once you get it set up, you got 24/7 protection. An arsenal of cameras and sensors. They got your back day and night, ready to send the police, fire, or EMTs whenever you need them straight to your door.
Did you say no long-term contract and no installation costs?
I did.
That's fantastic, and it's better. And right now, our listeners get a free home security camera when you purchase a SimpliSafe system. Just go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. It is a 60-day risk-free trial. There is nothing to lose. These are good folks. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong for that free security camera. Do it today. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
And listen to what else Simply Safe came up with. This new holiday sweater, if you want people to stay away from you, which I always do. It features festive snowflakes and knitted locks that are outfitted with a flashing light alarm system. Your Simply Safe sweater. It just looks like a regular Christmas sweater, although it says Simply Safe across the front. The sweater will allegedly go off with flashing lights and a screeching noise if a person gets closer than 6 feet.
I love like this.
It's a COVID thing.
Yeah. Protects you.
Or just a misanthrope thing.
You're too close.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing this far beyond the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. I'll wear this the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I better buy a bunch of them because I'm going to go through a lot of them because I'm wearing it every day for the rest of my life.
Step away from the jack. Step away from Jack.
We have a hugger. We have a hugger. Good one, Simply Safe.
All right. Hey, Michael, this would be a great transition. Can you wake up Gladys? She's heavily into the eggnog.
Okay. It's her recipe from what I understand.
I'm lifting her up off the floor. Here we go.
She used to brew it for the Kaiser back in the day.
She churns the butter fresh.
Right.
Thank you, Gladys.
We were hearing vague rumblings that China had some sort of cold going around. The COVID really wasn't a thing, and it was January. Clips of the year.
Big up the whole island, massive.
So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself, just like Jeffrey Epstein.
Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care.
He said, son, sometimes you have to be a lion so you can be the lamb you really are.
The world's first working time machine.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's great news for humanity. Not great news for baby Hitler.
Can we just give it one? How about those cheese?
Can nobody tell me nothing? You can't tell me nothing.
Look, I don't tolerate bullshit terribly well.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms.
Trial senators are not allowed to drink anything but water and milk. Yeah, or as Mitt Romney calls that, a full bar.
47-year-old Floyd Hayes of Brooklyn registered a pint of beer as his emotional support animal.
I am not in the entertainment business.
This cancel culture, it's so funny. When they do polls, they find like 80 to 90% of the people in this country hate this shit.
Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Oh, hi, I'm Frederick Miller. It's FredrickMiller.
Perfect.
Did you say spell it?
What's the story with the hog? I don't remember that. Was he growing a human organ or?
No, I feel like that was a, it was a beast that sounded like that, but it wasn't a hog.
Was that
it,
a pangolin?
Maybe that's what
that's
it was.
January. Yeah. That is the humble pangolin, which for a brief moment we thought maybe had given people the vid. But it wasn't eating anything. It was a virus they were studying in that crappy lab. I still think that's the most likely thing. Or, I tell you what, I'm warming to the idea it could have been intentional by China. I don't know that.
Now, come on, China!
I can't claim it with any degree of certainty, but given China's evil intent and their willingness to do freaking anything to achieve supremacy would not, I mean, it fits. It would not shock me.
Just saw this headline, Coca-Cola to lay off 17% of its workforce.
Merry Christmas.
2,200 people.
Mm.
I hope that there aren't going to be a bunch of that happening next year as all the financial ramifications of this stuff really lands. I hope not, but a lot of people think that is what's going
to
happen.
Quick note as I'm scanning the emails. Miriam, thanks for the note. Go to hell. Let's see. What else do we...
I got to admit, I'm intrigued. I'll have to ask during the commercials.
Nah, it's just the same old crap. An unhappy person who's decided to take out their unhappiness on other people.
Ooh.
I pity you. Let's see. Where are the predictions? I had a bunch of predictions ready to go.
We got more clips of the year in the year. Hey, I'll tell you this. I pity you if you ever get black mold in your home.
Oh,
so
boy.
We've been battling this for months. We had both of our bathrooms torn completely out. We've had one replaced. Thank God, so we do have a bathroom. We're getting our kitchen torn out today. We're going to go through, I think we're going to go through Henry's birthday and Christmas with no kitchen. And just eat out. And
you want to borrow my hot plate?
In the living room and stuff like that. It's just a drag.
Yeah.
Just a drag. And very expensive, by the way.
Yeah.
But man, don't ever get black mold in your home.
Water kills houses. Ugh. Anyway, where were we?
I can understand why the previous owner allegedly painted over the black mold when he knew it was there. Because you don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
If you can sell it to some other sucker, good for you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah. Word to the wise. More clips of the year coming up in a moment or two.
Oh, I had to take the dishwasher out last night, which I'd never done before. So I was watching YouTube videos and I was up to like 11 o'clock at night laying underneath the dishwasher trying to figure out how to dismantle it and get it out of there and water going everywhere. Oh, good times.
Yikes.
Good times.
Yikes. All right. Stay tuned. More clips of the year and your predictions. You can email a mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com or text 415-295-KFTC.
I have a little more trimming to do, but that won't be a problem. Ready? I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree.
A lot of sap in here.
My kids have never seen the classic, you know, Red Ryder BB gun leg table lamp Christmas movie.
A Christmas story. Yeah.
My kids have never seen that either. We ought to watch that.
Friend of mine, a golf buddy of mine, watched It's a Wonderful Life for the first time in his life. And he said it's really nice. Entertaining movie.
Fantastic.
And it is indeed. Here's a prediction. Maria writes, I predict I'll be listening to Clips of the Year in December 2021 for my 21st Christmas show with Armstrong and Getty.
Wow.
Well, what a just blatant attempt to get us to read your email on the air, Maria. Merry Christmas and best wishes for the new year. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate that.
I have stumbled across a Christmas mashup song that I would like to play for you gents at some point later on.
Okay,
in the show.
Next hour. I look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, though, let's plunge on. It's February. All this happened in that dark, dismal month. It's Clips of the Year.
Spring will be early. It's a certainty.
Coincidentally, Tater Tot Hot Dish is the name of a guy Joe Biden wrestled at a public pool in 1962.
Those are gaffes that have to do with being old and senile. And how do I know that? I'm a bit that way myself.
Well, what we have this morning so far is chaos.
Chaos is a ladder.
I don't think that there's such a thing as an undecided person. My next door neighbor is pretending to be undecided so that people will woo him.
You can't run a Whole Foods race in what I insist is still a Campbell's Soup Nation.
I'm wearing about half the beers I've been trying to drink, baby.
Let all those feathered-haired douchebags get their Oscars tomorrow night. Their handsome good looks will fade in time.
We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby.
We started to mistake discipline and rule of law for being mean.
Mayor Bloomberg, that he was the first time up on the stage, on the debate stage with this group. How would he respond? They tore the skin off him yesterday, last night in Las Vegas.
Please, please keep the birds away from those windmills, please. Tell those beautiful bald eagles, no, no, a bald eagle.
Besides, as soon as he had something to gain from apologizing, he did. And he did it like a man, begrudgingly and once.
Some of these people got to do what's right for the party and get out of this thing.
Look, no, let's look at the fact check.
Goodness. Can I respond to the
doing nothing is what will
Senator
happen.
Senator Sanders, you're allowed a quick response, and then we would like...
Do they hurt my Uncle Dick in the deer stand?
Joe Biden is like, it's like his head is like a file cabinet drawer, but there are no file folders.
Do I believe that the profit motive is fundamental to human nature? The answer is no.
This replaces the old way of making your house smell like McDonald's, getting divorced.
Man, that seems like a long time ago.
Yes, it does. That Bernie Sanders clip is a little thought-provoking. I think he's sincere about that. He does not think humankind runs on self-interest.
No, he is sincere about that. That interview emerging is among the things that rallied people behind the scenes to make sure he didn't get the nomination.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
And then we know there's friends of the Armstrong and Getty show who are such iconoclasts. They're such individualists. Just the way they're made, their personalities. They can't conceive of people making altruism and togetherness and sacrifice for the group part of their lives. They think that's crazy. And I think most of us live somewhere in the middle. But Bernie has to be dipping his toe in the grave, as he is virile, understanding that the world has moved a long way in his direction.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. He feels like it's just a matter of time.
And God help us. Because those policies destroy every society where they're tried. And we will continue fighting and clawing and griping against them as long as they let us do it.
Some more clips of the year coming up. Any thing you want to remember about 2020 or predict for 2021 that you think is going to happen? You can do it on the text line 415-295-KFTC. Is the NBA currently playing regular season games, or are they still in preseason?
Preseason ended last night or tonight. Like, not, there's not a set day, but I believe the regular season games start at some point this week.
So they will have regular season Christmas Day games, which I know are among their most highly rated.
Is that the league that consorts with Marxists?
Yeah, and they also
dead
just
to me.
Named their champion like 2 weeks ago. They're playing again.